Before we head to all that exquisite music at KOF Arts Beat with Chris and Kim Teal, they're organizers of the University of Arkansas's Community Music School and Institute for Creative Music's first annual Fayetteville Jazz Festival taking place April 12th and 13th. Let's hear more from Chris and Kim Teal about what to expect.
So this is the first annual Fayetteville Jazz Festival, and it will be taking place over the weekend of April 12th and 13th. And it's community friendly. We start off the first day with actually some workshops. We're bringing in a great guest artist, jazz saxophonist Doug Stone. And so he's going to be working with some of the students at the university. And then we perform a concert that evening of Friday the 12th over at Geisinger Music House with Doug and a great quartet playing original music. And then the next day, we spend the entire morning doing kind of like workshop clinics with local high schools. Yeah, just all kinds of different area groups. So Doug gets to hear them and work with them, along with my community music school groups. And then we transition over to the Fayetteville Public Library, and that's where Kim is going to be doing some work, talking about Ella Fitzgerald, listening to jazz, and then we conclude the entire day with another performance of the music of Sonny Rollins.
Can you elaborate a little bit about Ella Fitzgerald? Maybe why were you drawn into her?
The reason I wanted to talk about Ella Fitzgerald at this festival is that I feel like she is this great figure for getting into jazz for the first time. I think within sort of the whole long history of jazz criticism, there's always been this trend that people feel like jazz is for this special educated audience that just gets it. And I think that's sort of a problematic way of thinking about it, because then whenever something gets too popular, we start to say, oh, that's not jazz anymore. But Ella Fitzgerald has this enormous crossover appeal to listeners to all different genres of music. But at the same time, she is just an immaculate jazz performer. She has this amazing ability to improvise. She can do all these very complicated things. She can just do things with her amazing, you know, enormous vocal range, her great intonation. So she has all the technical chops of a great jazz improviser and performer, but at the same time, I think she is really approachable to people that aren't as familiar with jazz, so she's a nice figure to sort of start to understand how the music is put together and what makes it exciting and engaging if it's something you're not familiar with, because she has such a great voice and a way of telling a story through songs that can connect with all sorts of listeners.
And do you remember when you first really engaged with Ella Fitzgerald's music?
I'm a little bit backwards in the way that I got to Ella Fitzgerald, because I definitely came out of being a more of a jazz snob in this way that I came up, you know, playing trumpet and being into jazz from an instrumental perspective, where there was always sort of this prejudice that, like, instrumental jazz is the real jazz and singers are just for the masses, you know, the unwashed masses who like popular music. And sort of as I became more aware of not just the sort of intense virtuosic side of jazz, but also sort of the more expressive and that storytelling side that I mentioned, I got more interested in jazz singers, and she's one that just, you know, it's hard to find anything that she does wrong, and it's just a really nice way of seeing a different side of the music. And so sort of learning about her and about Billie Holiday, sort of they were my gateway into sort of the more popular side of jazz and jazz's engagement with a broader public.
That's a good segue for my next question. What brought each of you into jazz?
Both of my parents are musicians, and my dad in particular worked and studied as a jazz vocalist growing up and taught high school choir. And so I was always around music in general. And I mean, like my mom's symphony orchestra rehearsals were like mine and my sister's babysitters growing up, getting to hear a lot of different music. Then when I was in high school, really starting to connect with a peer group of people who were listening to music that was really beyond me, just like kind of blew my mind, you know, starting to hear, you know, Ella or Coltrane or some of the people who were coming out around that time, Joshua Redman or the Bad Plus. That really got me excited about not only listening to a lot of different music in high school and pursuing a career in jazz as a drummer. Drum set is my main instrument.
I was a trumpet player, and I think the thing that appealed to me about jazz was sort of the challenge of it, that, you know, as a young musician and getting started kind of in middle school and high school, jazz band was always sort of the extra thing that you could do if you were really into what you were already doing as you know, school band and that kind of thing. So it felt like an extra challenge, something interesting to take on. And then it just became where I found my people, that, you know, that's where I made my friends, and we would, you know, sit around listening to music and talking about it, and it just sort of became our shared connection. Later on, as I became a musicologist, a lot of my formal music training is really in classical music, and I've played a lot more classical trumpet than jazz trumpet, to be honest. But jazz has been such an interesting way to approach scholarship, because it's given me a really interesting lens on thinking about the history of the United States in particular and American culture. And I'm really interested in issues of sort of how identities like race and gender and sort of intersections of those different kinds of traits influence the music that we listen to and the music that we make and how we think about musicians. And so jazz is sort of a very rich place to explore some of the, you know, biggest tensions in American culture kind of show up in the way that people categorize or think about jazz. So it's been an interesting food for thought.
What are each of you most excited about for this year's Fayetteville Jazz Festival?
I am excited to hear Doug Stone's performances. He's just a fabulous player, and it's going to be a great opportunity to have him here in town. And I'm also excited to check out some of his clinics with the students, because he's a great, great teacher. I'm super excited about different groups of people that we're hoping that this is going to engage in town, from, you know, middle school students up through adults who want to come to the library presentations, just sort of a whole spectrum of the community and students from the university. I think it's a nice way for people that don't necessarily always interact on a daily basis to kind of connect over a shared interest. So I'm excited about that.
That's Chris and Kim Teal discussing their first annual Fayetteville Jazz Festival, taking place in downtown Fayetteville, April 12th and 13th. If you'd like more information on the full weekend's festivities, you can visit FayettevilleJazzFestival.com.